Good morning and welcome to Live from FM 91, conversation and performance with some of the area's finest musicians and visiting guest artists. I'm your host, Brad Cresswell, and we just heard a performance of Dawn Carol, written in 1996 by Margaret Lowe. That was two students, Molly Boyd and Rachel Moeller, with flutist Amy Heritage. Now, that's a piece that they're going to perform on an upcoming scholarship concert we're going to talk all about with Junior Musicale as the sponsor of the event. And maybe one of you wants to tell me what Musicale is.
Junior Musicale is the student organization that is supported by the Monday Musicale. Monday Musicale is the oldest musical organization in Toledo. It was established in 1913 by five women musicians who wanted to make music together and support each other in their music making. And they very early on got interested in supporting student musicians. So in 1921, they started the Junior Musicale. And I believe in 1922, they started awarding scholarships to students. And in 1922, what they actually did was give a scholarship to something called the North Toledo Music, the North Toledo Settlement House, something like that. And they gave $1,000 to this group home, I assume, for children so that they could build a music program. And by 1935, they were giving scholarship awards to individuals. The first person that they gave an award to was a violinist who went on to become, I think her name was Frances Peterson. She went on to become the head of the violin program at Eastern Michigan University. A few years later, they started to giving multiple awards, and the first person to get an award in that year in the 1940s was John Mast, who some of your listeners might remember was a well-known jazz pianist in Toledo. And he used his scholarship money to study with Elizabeth Gould, another well-known name in Toledo's music history. So the Monday Musicale has existed since 1913, presenting concerts for all those years. On the first Monday of the month, they have presented concerts for the public. And they have also, at the same time, supported the students through their Junior Musicale organization, which gives three concerts a year in January, February, and March. The students who participate in Junior Musicale are chosen by audition and have had to have played a number of years, taken private lessons for a number of years before they can be in the organization. So when you come to a Junior Musicale concert, you hear some really good playing. And the Junior Musicale got the idea to do a concert this summer. And maybe Henry could tell us a little bit about how that happened.
I should mention that was Amy Heritage.
I'm sorry.
And, maybe before we start with Henry, you can just go around and introduce yourselves. Amy, we already know all about you. But Rachel, let's start with you.
Yeah, hi. It's great to be here. My name is Rachel Schmitz, and I am the advisor, one of the co-advisors for Monday Musicale Mini and Junior. I sort of got connected to this organization when my four daughters, all of whom are musicians, began playing and auditioning and had this wonderful experience and opportunity to play on one of those recitals. And
were you a stage mother?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Yes, I pushed them hard, for sure. But our girls have really, really benefited, and they're still all musicians, and they make a living in the arts. But Monday Musicale was a big part of spurring them on, encouraging them, giving them an opportunity to play once, twice, three times a year, and also to compete for those scholarships as well. There's certainly a high level, and my youngest daughter said, you know, Mom, there's nothing like a Monday Musicale recital to get you ready, to push you to memorize this classical piece, whatever it is that you're playing. So they fondly speak of Monday Musicale in their time as junior and mini members.
Yeah, well, the concert this weekend is focusing on various mentors, including it's in honor of Frances Renzi and Bonnie Ward. Now, we don't have Bonnie Ward here with us, but we do have Frances Renzi, who was last on this program, I think, in January when you gave that tribute to Paul Schoenfield.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And so welcome to you. What's your connection with Musicale?
Thank you. Well, it's been a long connection. I moved to Toledo in the early 1970s, and from the very beginning, I had students that auditioned to be in Monday Musicale. Over the years, I don't know, countless number of students that I've had that have been members of the musicale and also benefited from the scholarship money. In fact, two of Rachel's daughters were my students. Uh-huh. And it's a wonderful organization, and the benefits and value that it is to the students is remarkable.
And Henry, you're last up here. Tell us who you are and what your connection to musicale is.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me on. I'm Henry Shao, and I'm the co-president of the Mini and Junior Monday Musicale. And I work with my advisors, Mrs. Schmitz and Mrs. Heritage, and we work to run the Junior and Mini Musicale concerts once a month in the winter. And it's been a blast to hear everybody play.
Yeah, and you're going to play in a little bit along with Francis Renzi at the piano, Four Hands, music of Maurice Ravel. That's something that we're definitely looking forward to. But first, tell us more about the Monday Musicale, and is it a national organization or is it just in Toledo? I mean, your website is mmtoledo.org, right? Mm-hmm. And so they can find more information about it. But I wonder if it's part of a larger group.
We are not currently affiliated with a larger group. I think there have been federations of musicales.
Yeah.
You know, there's a Tuesday musicale in Cleveland, and I think there's still a musicale organization in Detroit.
So you had some of your students up here for the Dawn Carol, but the version that you're playing on Sunday is for six flutes, I believe.
Well, Margaret Lowe, who wrote the piece, said that it should be performed by all available flute players. And today we only had three available, so you got just a taste of it. But on Sunday, we will have 28 flute players available.
Okay. So I was off when I said six.
Well, not all of them will play the Dawn Carol, but we will have six or seven scattered throughout the sanctuary. The concert is happening at First Presbyterian of Maumee. It's a beautiful place for a concert with great acoustic. And so if you'd like to hear the Dawn Carol again, it will be really immersive when we play it as a prelude to our concert, with flutists scattered around the sanctuary and many more layers to the music as we add more and more flute players.
Yeah. Well, you two are going to do, I'm pointing at Francis and Henry, you're going to do music by Maurice Ravel. Do you want to introduce that for us a little bit?
Yes. These are two movements from a suite called Mother Goose Suite, which Ravel wrote in 1908. And he wrote it for, he had some good friends who had two young daughters who were taking piano lessons, so he wrote it for them. And then I think 4 years later he orchestrated it for orchestra, but it has five movements. It's based on fairy tales. The first movement is Sleeping Beauty. Second movement is Tom Thumb. Henry and I played the third movement, which is Empress of the Pagodas. The fourth movement is Beauty and the Beast, and then Henry and I also played the last movement, which is called The Enchanted Garden. Thank you.
We've heard two works by Maurice Ravel from his Mother Goose Suite. That was number 3, The Empress of the Pagodas, followed by The Garden, The Fairy Garden, I should say, the last movement in that suite, performed by Francis Renzi and Henry Hsiao at the piano. Now, you have a teacher, student, a mentor, mentee kind of mentality going on there. What is it like to perform together?
It's a pleasure for me.
Yeah.
Me too.
And it's
short
a pleasure
and sweet
for us to hear you and to watch you. And what's amazing is to watch you record. You're breathing together, you're moving together, you're both together in the music. It's beautiful. It's beautiful to hear it, but it's also beautiful to watch the choreography as you dance through this piece on the piano. Thank it's you. Beautiful.
Now, on Sunday, when we have the recital or the performance, Francis, you and Henry aren't playing all of this, right? There are other people that are playing?
Yes, two others of my students. Actually, I wanted, when I decided how to kind of put this program together, I wanted to include some of my current students that have all benefited being scholarship recipients from Monday Musicale. So it's, and then I thought of Mother Goose Suite, and then I thought, it's Ravel's 150th birthday, so why not make it an all-Ravel half hour. So I'm opening the concert with Oiseau Triste from the Miroir Suite. Then Henry is going to play the third piece in that suite, Boat on the Ocean. And then we will do the Mother Goose. The first one will be played with Anna Yang and me. I'm doing the secundo for all, okay. And my students are kind of alternating, and Elsa Kloss is doing the second and fourth, and Henry is doing third and fifth.
Well, we can find more information at your website for Monday Musicale. It's at mmtoledo.org, and the concert is happening this Sunday. It's at 2 o'clock p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church of Maumee, a public concert, and performances from junior and mini musicale students and alumni.
It is important, I think, for our listeners to understand that this idea was born from our students. The students really brought this idea to the table, and they were sort of pestering me with it for about a year. I think we wanted to do it a year ago, and, you know, life happens. And so Henry and friends brought this up again. And I think it's important for people to understand that this is, the idea came from our students. And wanting to honor Francis, wanting to honor Bonnie. And then in addition, wanting to make music accessible, make classical music accessible, really to invite the public to step into this world. Many people will never walk into a recital hall. And so I think that was part of Henry's heart too. I don't want to speak for you, Henry, but I think we had some goals there for this concert, and I think those things should be spoken.
Well, you mentioned the other honoree in the concert, Bonnie Ward. What can you tell us about her? Because she's not here, so we can talk about her now, right?
She's fabulous.
Bonnie was a flute teacher in the area for more than 40 years. Wow. She was one of the advisors of the Junior and Mini Musicale for a number of years. And we should mention Norma Kelling as well, who
Absolutely.
Has been an advisor to Junior and Mini Musicale for decades, probably. But Bonnie was one of the advisors, and still has students. Molly Boyd, who you heard, and Rachel both started flute with Bonnie, and Molly and some of her age mates are still members of the Junior Musicale. So of those 28 flute players that are coming together, we have a lot of alums from Junior Musicale, we have current Junior Musicale students, and we have a lot of people who studied flute with Bonnie. We also have some of her colleagues from the Moody Flutes. Mm. Bonnie was a big advocate of flute choir, so right. the music that we're playing on the second half will have piccolos and flutes and alto flutes and bass flutes, so you'll get to see a whole bunch of really fun. The bass flute is this big, heavy thing, and it's curved like a candy cane. And sounds.
Are we
like
going to see anything special with the piano?
We couldn't get 26 pianos.
That's what I was wondering.
Because I could have had a lot of my students come, but
yeah,
you're going to hear something extraordinary. There won't be 26 pianos.
So the second half of the concert is a lot of ensemble music for flutes, and celebrating something that Bonnie was very much a supporter of. One of the big features of her flute studio when she taught in Toledo was the summer flute choir. And so they're all excited to come back together and play with her. But she now lives down in North Carolina, so she's out hiking in the mountains while we're having this.
Instead of talking to us on the radio, right?
But she will be here on Sunday to join in with us, and she'll be playing bass flute in our flute choir.
Well, the concert again is Sunday afternoon. It's June 8th this weekend at 2 o'clock p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church of Maumee. You can find more information at mmtoledo.org. Thank you all for coming in and telling us about this great concert and this great organization here on FM 91.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Live from FM 91. The broadcast engineer for our program is Logan Cooney. I'm your host and producer, Brad Cresswell, and thank you for joining us today here on your public radio station, FM 91.